My name's Louise Lewis. I trained in Bull Alley in Dublin, and after that I went to Paris to work with the theatre dance company Les Hauts Bleus, where I fell in love with physical theatre.
My name is Simon Manan. I'm originally from Waterford, from Dunmore East in County Waterford, and I trained originally as an actor, and since leaving college have more of an interest in directing and storytelling, and that's who I am.
I was really keen to do a one-woman show, so myself and Simon got together and started to do research on the tenements in Dublin. And during this research, a colleague from Trinity College had sent me some recordings of women from the Church Street tenements in the 40s and 50s. And they were talking about life in the tenements, the sense of community they had there, but also how difficult life it was. And also then we heard one woman mention churching, and myself and Simon had no idea what churching was.
My name's Goretti Slaven, and I'm the director of the radio adaptation of The Churchin' of Happy Cullen.
The woman we were listening to from Church Street Tenements had said it in quite a negative way, this disgraceful thing, churching. So myself and Simon were like, what is that? So I rang my mother immediately. And she hadn't been churched. She didn't agree with it at all. It comes from the Jewish purification rite for the blessing of a mother after childbirth. Now, a lot of women found it a very negative thing. They didn't agree with it. But there are some people that we did meet too that found it very positive. So, but we were very interested for our piece to follow the story of a woman who was fighting against it.
I went to see this piece in The Fringe, and it was spellbinding in my mind, because I'd heard of this thing, churching. And to me, it always sounded like almost like a dirty word. It was something that we all knew was there, but we never actually talked about. And it was only really when Louise and I talked about it, and maybe that it would work for radio, that I went off and started looking up kind of the genesis of churching. And
I think as we looked more and more into the idea of churching, we became more fascinated with, you know, we found out people in our own lives. My own mother had decided not to be churched on the birth of all of me and my siblings, as I suppose I was born a Catholic. I'd never heard of it before. I'm the father to two kids. It was never an issue, obviously, with our kids and stuff like that. So it just became really intriguing to have a look at what churching was. And when the more and more we found out about it, we just thought it was the ideal space in which a story could be told.
Obviously, we're looking at churching in the early 1900s in Tenement Dublin. So depending on the community and on the priest, the woman would either go and kneel at the front steps of the church and be churched on the steps of the church and then brought into the church, or else they would wait at the back of the church till Mass was finished on a Sunday morning and then be brought to the top of the church to be blessed by the priest. A lot of women that we had spoke to didn't agree with the segregation of this, that they felt like they were quite ostracised from the community before they were churched. And that's what we found in our questioning and our interviews with different women.
I went back to the Bible and looked up the Leviticus verses. I think it's verse 13 in Leviticus, where it talks about the woman being unclean and having to be cleansed. But funnily enough, it also talks about the male also having to go through a process of being cleansed. But obviously, the church and part of it, as we would know it for Roman Catholicism, continued on and took on a different form in one sense. But I think that it kind of was a double-edged sword insofar as one side of it was this beautiful blessing after childbirth. The other side of it was that there was something dirty about sexual intercourse. So therefore, a woman had to be cleansed. And until she was cleansed, it was like she was nearly a contaminant. You know, which is shocking when you think about it. But at the same time, you know, a balanced view of it is that it was a blessing, but it was also something with hugely negative connotations.
Until she was churched, a woman couldn't do and get on, I suppose, with her normal daily life. She wasn't able to cook. She wasn't able to clean. She wasn't able to almost be a mother to the children that she had and stuff like that. So she was in some way imprisoned until such time as she was churched.
Churching went out after Vatican II, but I have met women today who still elect to be churched, still want to be churched. They see it as blessing after childbirth, and that's fantastic. But the story we were looking at was a woman who was in some ways fighting against it.
While we were adapting it for radio, we came across the same piece, which it's called The Thanksgiving of Woman After Childbirth, or commonly called The Churching of Woman. And this is the way it goes. For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God of his goodness to give you safe deliverance and to preserve you in the great danger of childbirth, you shall therefore give dearly thanks unto God and say, My delight is in the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my prayer, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I found trouble and heaviness. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. What reward shall I give unto the Lord for all the benefits that he hath done unto me? I will receive the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's. Even in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And it is just such a beautiful blessing also that I think that has to be emphasised as well for a balanced view of churching.
I suppose what we're trying to do is not necessarily make a stance one way or the other, or a comment one way or the other on the whole notion of churching. For us, again, as storytellers, the big thing was the landscape for which we told the story, this period of waiting after childbirth. It is a blessing of such to something that happened. The good, the bad of it, I don't know. For us, it was how we tell a story.